When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want people to admit you're either dumb or conniving.
Ooh. Bad options.
Or
you just know dumb or conniving people.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking scammed. Has anybody been scammed in this room? Do not lie.
I mean...
Look at Erica and tell me she hasn't been scammed.
No. She worries about everything. She is
so worried.
She has 24 backup plans at all times.
You're going to tell me that
Aaron gets me.
They pull up to you in the grocery store parking lot and they go, my boss has, we have to get rid of these entertainment systems.
Stranger danger.
Do you know what being a woman is like?
Guys fall for that one every time. I've bought so many speakers from a van.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. It's stupid.
Okay, so when you said you're either dumb or conniving, you fall under dumb.
I do.
Yeah.
The speakers were speakers, but they weren't what they promised to be.
I thought they were bricks.
That's happened to other people where they check out this iPad and they have all the iPad boxes. And then
they show you one that has it in there.
Yeah, they open it up and iPad and they're like, here you go, here's your box. And it's like, you got to just go give me that one. But they you don't, and it's still weighty.
Don't buy things out of the back of a stranger's van.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just, you're going to get a deal.
Thank you, T-Hack.
T-Hack, you've been involved with Facebook Marketplace a lot. Mm-hmm. Any scams with that, or?
No, we were running a pretty sophisticated scam
oh my gosh.
Way before the Facebook Marketplace days. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, we were.
Who's we?
Me and my buddies at a pizza place when we were in school.
What do you mean?
So there was it was when Groupon first was on the scene, and it was so we were broke college kids, and there was something about if you signed up for this Groupon or whatever, you got free pizza from the pizza place that was right down below our apartment. And all you needed to do every time was just enter a new email address. And then we realized, you don't even have to make a new email. You just slap the keyboard and it'll work. You'll get the coupon.
.org.
So we were eating a free pizza every day for months on end, all of us.
You scammed this joint out of.
And they liked it because the joint was getting reimbursed from Groupon. It was, or whatever, I don't know that it was Groupon, whatever the company was. So they were fine with it and we knew them. We were on a first name basis with the pizza place.
I was going to say, did they not recognize you?
They were there every day until one time I went in to pick up my pizza for free and they said, the police are on their way.
Stop.
Yeah.
So they didn't give you the pizza.
No, they didn't give me the pizza. And it was three cop cars all pulled in and ran in we got him, we got him. And they were asking to see me and they were on, Groupon had.
Are you lying?
No, I swear. Groupon had contacted them and they're like, obviously something fishy's happening at this pizza. Where
it's their fault. It's not your
fault.
Yeah, but
they were tracking the IP addresses and stuff. And so they're like, coming from this one apartment, just keeps getting free pizzas and using all just nonsense emails. And so it got.
But it's not illegal.
Did you go to jail?
No, they let me go. I talked, and then I had to pay for the pizza, and there were tears in the guy's eye.
Just that last one.
Yeah, because he knew this.
Tears in his eye.
This is the last one. These guys aren't coming back. They're not gonna start paying. It was kind of
I don't know if I believe this story.
I completely believe it.
I swear.
Cops arriving,
I swear, yeah. And then my roommates even got, eventually they were like, we really miss that free pizza. So then they would go to the library and do it from there. They were still running the same scan, but the IP address was different. And I'm like, I was out at that point.
You're the face of the pizza.
Exactly.
Scan.
I can't.
Wow. Yeah.
That is incredible.
So yeah, I'm conniving, I guess. And an idiot. I'm both. Yeah.
The problem is you got greedy. You guys should have done it once a week.
Yeah.
Right.
But you went one step too far. There's a story in the news where this fortune teller, you get this woman and you tell her, I need $20,000. I need to do something with it. And she comes through on it. You should stop. Mm. But the fortune teller goes hold on. Now I need $42,000. And so on the second time they went to the bank, like the fortune teller like takes her to the bank. She's withdrawing $42,000. She's old. Oh. And the bank goes, hey, lady, like what is going on? The police showed up. Yeah. Like
they show up.
They yeah. do show up they and like, do. Is this a pizza thing? Or they were like, yeah, the lady was like, well, my fortune teller's in the car and said they need, and they busted the fortune teller. But you got away with 20.
That is like elderly abuse. That's what happened to Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Did you say that whole thing in a different tone though? That's what happened with Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives.
It was wild reality television because she had been running this scam and then they boarded the Sprinter van and said, you're coming with me.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
So.
With the fortune teller, you think she would have seen it coming.
Yeah.
It was a scam.
You? Leave.
Yeah. All right. So if you've been involved in a scam, whether you fell for it, you perpetrated it, or one of your friends is a moron, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call it.
I have been scammed.
There it is!
No! But you're going to feel bad.
No, because this is what we want. We want people to be this honest.
I have been used bad. For concerts.
Oh.
Oh, for sure.
I have been scammed in that way.
Like someone pretends to be your friend?
Yep.
Or wants to date you?
Yep.
Oh,
took him to Imagine Dragons at Red Rocks. Never heard from him again.
And he wanted all that for Imagine Dragons. I love them, but for a guy to love them that much, yeah.
Imagine Dragons is a guy band.
Because they're like, look at how hot Dan Reynolds is.
No.
That's why it's a girl band.
No, yeah. It's like,
have you seen that man's arms?
I know, but it's all anthems. It's all, guys just like, it's just like,
wow.
It's like a young boy band. Like flag football tournaments. My son and all of his friends were just like,
Imagine
Dragons. An Imagine Dragons playlist.
How old was the man that Aaron was dating?
He's
30.
You see what I'm saying? It feels like a weird band for a 30-year-old to scam their way into.
There's a story. Okay. There's a story in the news that TAC found that's a little confusing to me. This person says the government scammed her because she parked somewhere.
Uh-huh. And then they came in.
How do you paint lines? They painted lines under her car so that it was a no parking spot.
That's what she claims, yeah.
So when she came back out, there were lines there that weren't there when...
Yeah.
And well, then they left the ticket.
I remember, this was a thing when we were in school too. On the parking, the meter maid or whatever would come and they'd mark it with chalk.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah. So then you just have to constantly go out and hose off your wheel, just erase the chalk.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so that you weren't or you there. Could just back up and move forward again.
No, I didn't need the car until I was going to get the free pizza. So. It was just all a scam at that point.
All right. So if you've fallen for a scam or you are a scammer, we want to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about scams. And Erica's ready to admit. Just say it.
No, I have not been scammed. In fact, almost the opposite. Like I was almost too vigilant. Would that be the word there?
Yeah.
So you know how the like toll scams go around, you get the text, it's like you, and I'm like, I didn't even drive a car in that state, but okay.
Really? I kind of believed it the first one I got.
No, the first one I got was where I was living. So I was like, ugh. And I was like, there's no way. I didn't go on any toll roads. The problem is, probably in the last 6 months, started getting texts like, your PayPal account needs attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's a scam.
Dude, the PayPal email I get looks so real.
Wait. So I have not acted on it. It is possible that attention is needed to my PayPal account, which I haven't used in about 8 years. I'm afraid to click on anything.
Well, don't click.
Also, they can come find me if they really need me.
They could, but like, but just go to PayPal.
What do you mean?
Their website. Don't go through the email.
I haven't used PayPal in so long. I don't know how to log in.
Okay, boomer. Listen, you get a computer out or your phone out and just go to PayPal then hit forgot password if you can't remember it or if it's not stored in your passwords. But you should at least go check.
But also, if I owe them money, I don't necessarily want to pay.
Well,
I'm happy to just leave them looking for me.
Okay,
and say, I thought it was a scam. Now it's recorded on the radio, so I don't know.
I want to know do you know about the jury duty one?
What?
Do you know about the jury duty scam?
No.
Because my neighbor, I don't want to, you're lovely. If you're my neighbor and you're listening, you're lovely, but like, wow. So she got a call and it's like, hi, this is so-and-so. We're like with the federal whatever. and you missed a federal jury summons. So like if you get jury duty and you don't go, you know there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Huh?
If you don't go to jury duty, there is a warrant out for your arrest. But like they're
this
not really
feels really excessive.
And you can get out of it, but so like if you got pulled over for speeding, they'll go like, hey, you also have this. You have an outstanding warrant for this. And then I don't know that they'll arrest you, but then you're like, there's fines and all this other crap. But if it's a federal one, like you were supposed to go to the federal courthouse, they call you and they go, there's a warrant out for your arrest. And like, we can stop it. You have to pay the bond right now. So, but if you hang up the phone, the feds are coming to your house.
Fine, show up.
That's what I said.
Yep.
That's
it's exactly such a what scam. I said.
Come and get me.
She.
No one knows where I live. I move too much.
But they had her home address.
Okay.
They had her full name and they're like, we sent the jury summons to this and they name. And she's like, yeah, that's me. And like, and you didn't respond to it. You didn't give a valid reason. Like, we need you to go. So she goes to her bank, withdraws the $4,000 it is.
In what world would the because government it's, be like $4,000?
But it's just a bond. It's like a fine. Mm-hmm. Like you'll get it back once you have your court appearance. They're like,
see,
but then they're telling her don't go to the police station.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, you can go. They're like, absolutely go to the police. Go, but they have this warrant. So
okay,
like,
but if
they will arrest you on site.
But you just said that they're not going to arrest me if I'm paying the bond.
Right.
So I will bring my money to the police station.
You can't bring it to the police.
You can't arrest me.
Because this is federal.
Yes, you can.
They had all these. They had all these loopholes.
Just like every cop
show.
And she
fell for it.
She fell for the whole thing. Okay. So she started to think, they're like, you can't hang up because as soon as you hang up.
Yeah. This is like being held hostage.
It is. It's 100%, but they've got her. And I'm telling you scammers who are doing this one, you pick the right one in her because she's panicked. She's like my kids are coming. Like I can't, whatever. So then the next step is, this is where she finally started to see it was a scam. The next step is to take the cash to King Soopers. And I didn't know you could do this. Maybe other people know this. You take it to the Coinstar thing.
Okay. And then what?
You
Someone
can put
beats
money,
you
the
over...
Coinstar thing you, is also like a Western Union thing or whatever. Like if you put, you can like put money in that and then go, I don't want it. I want it to go to this email address. And it will like, so you take your $4,000.
No, she didn't do it.
Is that the point where she realized it was a scam?
She got just enough huevos like everybody else in this room. The Wells Fargo that she withdrew her money from was right next to the Commerce City Police Department. So she walked in there and she was like, do you have a warrant for my arrest? And like, what are you talking about?
Why? Oh my. No. I worry about like my parents falling for this stuff.
She caught on the third time.
Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Who's ready to rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
News. News.
No.
No. News.
No.
News.
Ah! Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
It's not fair that Erica made me laugh.
Well, I think it's plenty fair
because
you all have made me laugh plenty. What did I do?
I don't know. You're just like, yeah.
Oh, no, I said.
Note. Yeah. It's news or no.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new week of it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Some sad news breaking just a few hours ago. Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for playing Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has passed away.
What?
At the age of 54, he was reportedly in Costa Rica on a family trip and drowned while swimming.
That's dramatic.
Yeah.
Drownings, there's been more and more of them, and they freak me out. What's
going
on? What's happening in the water?
What do you mean there's more and more of
this? I swear every day I log on somewhere and someone's drowned.
So I'm afraid of the water. I'm like, I can't swim and I have a health, but I love the water. I'm like, you know what I mean? I have this weird.
Like but you like to go on a boat, but you can't really swim.
I can actually get from here to like 50 yards from here. But if you told me like, you're not going to pick me up for 20 minutes, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Although I just, God, I just watched a YouTube video on how to tread water and it made sense to me for the first time.
Oh,
I've never done, like they're saying to go infinity, like figure eight with your arms. I'm just like oh, a yeah, bird no, that's not- trying to just keep my head above
like
water.
Playing bongos.
100%. I'm like fighting for my life.
That's not going to do anything for you.
No.
Okay, well, in all the years, why hasn't anyone said, and then your legs do kind of a weird thing too, kind of a froggy.
It's the water polo players do it. It's not a corkscrew.
It's a weird.
Something beater. Egg beater?
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. Like a round then?
Kind of. Like, you know.
I know this is so supposed to be a somber moment
yeah,
for Malcolm.
Yeah, we're just talking about how
it's like,
water.
But all I'm saying is, like, was he not in a, like, how do you, I just don't understand how you drown, like how you get yourself.
As of now, his team, the reps have not responded for comment. That's all we know as of
now.
Is there ocean
in Costa Rica?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, like when you get sucked out into the ocean and there's just.
Yeah, like Cabo. You've been to Cabo, right?
Oh my God, the waves crash so big on the
and
beach.
And the whatever you call it, the riptide.
Yes.
Will pull you before. Mm. And by the way, a listener of the Slacker Show saved my life.
What?
Because we've talked about it. And like, I will still go out in the ocean and swim. And like, if you're caught in a riptide and you try to swim back, you'll die.
Don't you need to swim parallel?
Yes. Yeah. And somebody said it on our show before it happened. And I was out there and I couldn't get back and I was getting exhausted. And then I just started swimming parallel and I made it. I got out like a mile away from my resort and had to walk back. But I got out because of a listener of the show.
Yeah. Wow.
It was just like, oh my God, somebody said swim parallel.
So anyway. Now remember, figure eights with your arms.
Figure eights with your arms.
Egg beaters with your legs.
Egg beaters with your legs and swim parallel. Hmm. Anyway, RIP. He has family and everything? Like,
yeah. He was supposedly on the trip with family, which is, I mean, you think about like, oh, I hope our flight isn't delayed. I hope you don't think about something this horrible happening.
Okay.
So,
can we turn the corner on this and make
we
it?
We can. That was just kind of breaking.
So, I got it.
Yep. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Much different tone than what we just had.
Thank you.
We now have confirmed cast for The Devil Wears Prada 2. Anne Hathaway will return. Meryl Streep will return. And then Emily Blunt and Stanley Tucci. So the like big four from the original movie. Although Anne Hathaway's boyfriend, what's his, Adrian
Brody?
Something.
Was it Adrian Brody?
Not that one. Maybe his name's not Adrian. He was from Entourage. He's the boyfriend.
Adrian Griner.
Adrian Griner. It doesn't look like he's returning, which is for the best. He was kind of a scumbag in the movie. She doesn't need to be.
Was the Anne Hathaway confirmation the fact that she was like brushing her teeth in the same color sweater as she wear? Did you see that?
I don't know.
Posted the periwinkle blue or whatever. She was like brushing her teeth in a post in like that color today.
Why do you know what color she was wearing in The Devil Wears Prada?
Well, that's a big scene. I've
As
never
a
seen
boy,
the movie.
You have to watch that movie.
And I know that scene.
Aaron, are you a woman?
I guess not.
You do have to, like.
I've also not seen it.
Oh my God. We need to have a.
We'll have a Slacker Show movie day at my house.
The second one comes out.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Also added to the list are Lucy Liu, Pauline Chalamet. So Timothy Chalamet's sister, who's in Sex Lives of College Girls. No one?
I had no idea that they were related.
Yes.
With the last
Justin
name.
Thoreau.
I didn't know her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And BJ Novak all joining the cast. So it should be a good one.
Oh, what?
I just don't want them to ruin it and just it a shot for shot remake of the first one.
I think this is a sequel, not a remake.
Yeah. I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like, so was the seventh Star Wars. Yes. You fall back on too many of the tropes of the first one.
Yeah.
You need to do.
They need to modernize it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But I wonder, because like I've heard with the F1 movie, Apple licensed all of the icons, the logos and stuff that are on the cars.
So okay.
They made a bunch of money. Do you think they're going to go this route too? And it's going to be more like.
More fashion?
Yes.
More brands, more high end.
Oh,
like,
that's genius.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what they're going
to
do.
Hire T-Hack to consult.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm. I've heard of some of them. I could help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ted Lasso season 4 is officially underway.
Let's go!
They released a video. It's Jason Sudeikis, Hannah Whittingham, Juno Temple, Jeremy Swift. They are filming in Kansas City. And then they're going to go back to London and film some more. So
Ted is in it, though.
Ted's in it, and they are in the States.
He's at least in it for the Kansas City shots.
Yes.
I did see in the middle of a meeting that was, I should have been paying attention to, I saw your story and I almost reacted and then I had to hold it in.
hold on. Mm-hmm. So while the rest of us are paying attention to our boss.
Yeah. It was about live at five. This is my first one. I don't have much to contribute.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess we're still talking about that couple that, they're not a couple, but they were a couple that night.
I think they were a couple behind their own spouse's back.
The Boston Coldplay concert that won't stop giving. The dude has quit.
Yeah. He resigned, yeah.
What about her?
Don't know yet, but
yeah, I haven't seen anything.
The wife of the CEO released a statement and like she went hard.
Do we think it's real?
I hope it is. Okay. I love it.
What does she say?
She pretty much is like, I'm not here for pity. I'm not here for him to apologize.
Like, they're done though. Peace out.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
I've been seeing so many pictures of like, here's the wife of that he cheated on. He's got little kids and stuff. That's not his wife. That's like a meme that's been going around. I've seen the same picture over and over and over. I think your statement that you're talking about is real, but I've just seen the meme truly. Of like, here's the wife and here's who he cheated with. And it's like, that's not his wife. That's okay. That's because his kids aren't little. I think they're older.
They're older, yeah. Like teen.
I just want to clarify that. Because we don't like misinformation on the show. We would
we
never.
We spread it, but.
Well, speaking of misinformation, the Slacker Show research team has come back with a little project, and they said 60% of people have hooked up with someone at their job, just like these two did.
And go, okay, but not necessarily like having an affair. This is just...
Okay, just hooking up. You're right. That doesn't have
and
to
like,
be an affair.
In your life, go around the room. Yeah.
Hooked okay. up with somebody you work with?
Cool. Not nearly as many responses.
No, we haven't started going around the room yet. Wow, you just jumped in right
well,
away.
I'm just saying, like, let's do the
you
room.
You slept with somebody you worked with?
Yeah.
More than one?
Technically, yeah.
I wasn't meaning at the same time.
No. Technically... I worked under the same company as more than one person that I would like to call it kind of dated.
Because here's the thing, it like happens like at retreats, right? Like if your company has like a, ooh, let's do a bonding thing.
Or an event of sort.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey.
It's always conferences.
Yeah.
I hate conferences for this reason. I don't trust anyone. I've never hooked up with, I had a 4-year relationship with a coworker. But, like
you
that's
did?
Different. Yeah. You guys
oh, that's
him.
Right. Oh, my God. He was a coworker.
Yeah.
I forgot. He was a coworker at first, and then he wasn't anymore.
Oh, and thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, it's just at any point in your life, have you hooked up with or dated a coworker? Of course, it's going to be 60%.
I don't think I have.
It seems really high. I was dating my girlfriend and she was the manager of the snack shack and she got me a job. So then I,
not but sure it, if the snack shack falls under that.
It was, so you were already dating her before you were coworkers.
Yeah, I did it. That's different.
Yeah.
It feels different. Yeah.
That is you different. Also met your wife when you were really young.
Yeah.
So you didn't have like a big professional career single.
True. Yeah.
Right. Slacker?
I have always been very, I don't like the ramifications. I'm just a very, I know it's going to end eventually. And you don't want to have to come to work. It's bad enough to break up with somebody and try to figure out, okay, well, we used to always go to this restaurant. Now, which one of us gets that restaurant on Saturday night? Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, I don't want to see my ex. Like, it's crazy to date somebody, like to boink. Like to come in the next day and be like, wasn't that fun? We're never doing like, how do you?
It was odd.
Well, and did you go through all the proper channels or whatever of like,
God,
did you alert?
We work in radio. Are there proper channels? Did you go through the proper channels?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't even know she was.
But that's what I mean. Is it even more embarrassing if you went through and you alerted everybody? Hey, everybody, we're on the up and up. We're dating. And then you break up and it's like, hey, everybody, never mind. We wasted everyone's time. Just forget about that. Where she is now single. So am I. If anyone else wants to step up, like, isn't that embarrassing?
I'm having this flashback. I'm so stupid because everyone else on the planet knew that Aaron was boinking a coworker.
I think she was dating him.
Well, and then we were at a live at five and they were like
Lewis
standing
Capaldi.
Next to each other. And I was like, you two don't do anything I wouldn't do. Don't touch each other. And I made this whole big long spiel and both of them made the face she's making right now. And I'm
where
like,
you were like, this is, was he your boyfriend at that point?
Yeah, at that time. Yeah.
And then you felt real weird, didn't you?
Once I found out, I was like, did I force you into doing it by saying,
oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
OPP on the Audacy app.
AUDACY.
Thank you. What's today's?
We have Michelle today, and she's dealing with a stay-at-home husband.
Oh.
Sounds awesome.
She might be having second thoughts.
Sounds less awesome.
Michelle?
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on? Is this your husband we're talking about?
It's my husband who, he lost his job a few months ago, and so I actually suggested that he be a stay-at-home dad. That was my idea.
Okay.
And he's been doing a really good job at it. But now that it's summer, he's been at the pool at the rec center all the time. And he's just gotten really friendly with all the other moms because everybody's had a lot of time together.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying, I don't think he's having an affair. But there's this one mom who's recently divorced and she's kind of needy. And
needy.
I mean, like, you know, emotionally needy, and also just like, I don't know what to do about my faucet leaking and my toilet running. Like, she's asking him.
And then he goes over, and she's wearing lingerie.
Okay, see, you got mad at me, and like now all of a sudden.
No, I was reading your mind.
Okay.
Hopefully not the lingerie thing. Although, you know, they're spending a lot of time at the pool, and she's not the only mom that's in a bikini all day around him.
Oh, wow. But, like, he doesn't just... He's a stay-at-home dad. He's not a stay-at-home husband. He's not going to the pool hanging out with women. He's going to the pool
with
your children, correct?
I mean, that's absolutely right. Yes. And I trust him, but it is making me feel uncomfortable that particularly this one woman who's just texting all the time, like it's happening
texting?
When we're at
like,
home at night.
Okay.
Texting at night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too far.
I'm out on her.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be watching TV and he's totally distracted because she's, you know, needing to talk through a date she went through or, you know, just get his advice.
This girl needs
something.
A life.
Okay, but can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
If we were dating, I know this is difficult, Erica. Just try to get through it.
Okay. Get the like, puke bucket.
And it's like, bleh. Oh, it's Josh.
Who's Josh?
My buddy from across the street.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
On your phone?
Yeah.
No.
Why is that not a problem?
Because the odds are you're not thinking about sleeping with him.
Right. And maybe he's not thinking about sleeping with her. You just care because they're... parts line up in ways, but like that doesn't mean he's doing anything. He can be friends with a female.
Okay, well then my question is, are you friends with this girl, Michelle? Are you friends with the woman from the pool?
Well, our kids are really good friends, so I know her, but I wouldn't say that we're friendly. I mean, there's never been, you know, anything bad between us. It's definitely like seeing each other during pickups, being friendly and chatty and that sort of thing. But the vibe I'm getting, I don't know. My spidey sense is tingling, y'all.
Your husband has just passed you. He spent so much more time with her, it sounds like. Like, if you were at the pool with him every day.
You'd be friends.
Probably.
Or this newly divorced woman would find other friends.
Is she divorced? You said she's divorced?
Isn't she?
Yeah, and it's pretty fresh. So she's got this flirty
energy. I glossed over that
with
part.
Him.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. I feel like we're judging a newly divorced woman.
Yeah.
I know,
and I know, take it back.
I don't want to be like that either, but you know what? He doesn't have a friend, Josh, or whatever you said, across the street. You know, it's like, it's this woman.
All right, so 303-222-5423. Call or text. He has infiltrated, like, when I would take my kids to the community pool, there's like mommy cliques. And like, they don't.
Well, then where are the daddy cliques?
Because there just is less men staying at home.
Sure.
There's so it'd be like one.
But I
or
will
the
say
dads
this.
Are doing cannonballs and like just in the pool or
if,
messing
yeah,
around.
If I were taking rules. A day off and go to the pool, they didn't let me in. You know this hack.
I do.
Like dropping your kids off.
I was one of
all the mommies are just like standing there with their little Stanley cup. Mm-hmm. And, hi, Joan. Hi. And then you stand there and no one will talk to you.
Yeah. And I'd try to infiltrate a few times, try to just make parent talk and
nope.
Shut down. I mean, I look a certain way. I look.
Yep.
Homeless, so I guess so they were kind of like
no, but so I guess what I'm saying is I think it's great that they let him in the group.
You think this is a good thing?
I think it's can I think it's great
you
that they
took a
let,
long pause.
I think it's great that they let him into the group because it's I good mean, for your kids because now your kids like
yeah. Well, and yeah, because now he's gonna want to go to the pool if he's like every time it's awkward and they give me weird looks and
yes.
Kids, we're not going to the pool today.
I'm tired of everyone ostracizing me. So it's like, he's now got this friend group. I don't know what to do about this girl, but I find it fascinating. Like I can get a text from anybody as long as I.
Also, if we were dating, which again, get the puke bucket, I wouldn't want like anytime one of the two people in a relationship is sitting there texting all night. It is annoying. I apologize all the time. I'm always on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
So it's annoying, even if it was a guy. Michelle's like, "Ding dong, I've been at work all day. Hello, can we hang out?" Maybe that's not how Michelle acts, but
she's technically not doing anything wrong, you know. But
or is he?
Or is he? Well, I don't know. But his the vibes that I get from her are definitely flirty vibes, and I just like, am I the jerk, but am I overreacting? But or can I like ask him to put some sort of like guardrails around this?
Yes.
Or some rules.
Boundaries
you know?
Are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries, right.
Yeah, I would have put boundaries down a long time ago.
I have a couple things. Like, I'm going to say this. I had forced friendships. Like, who my kids are friends with,
mm-hmm.
I have, like, my boundaries had to come down with those parents. Even though I wanted boundaries, like, I had to spend a bunch of time with people that I was like,
texting?
If I liked them more, then maybe. Here's where I'm screwed up, like with Michelle. I am a huge believer that womankind has spidey sense. And if your tinglies are going off, I don't like that. I don't. But I don't think your kids are in the crossfire of whatever you do right now. Like if you go put some distance between you and this girl, your kids will suffer.
Or is the spidey sense going off because this is a newer thing? Like you said, your husband lost his job just a few months ago. So now are you just getting used to him being, is this just a growing pain, you know, and then now you're used to him chilling at the pool all
day? My worry is there's a lot of new things with the husband and with the other woman, newly divorced, newly lost his job. Are they connecting and kind of starting an emotional thing to get through it together?
Aaron has me stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I don't know the answer. Because I just don't. Well, I mean, there's smarter people than us listening, obviously. Yeah. So, like.
Yeah, I'd love to get some help on this one. Okay. I can't tell. I mean, maybe I am overreacting. Maybe it is that it's all new. My gut says that's not it.
Just one last question before we start talking to people. In the mommy groups in my neighborhood, they like after the pool, like meet at somebody's house and have rosé or like
100%. That's 100%.
So they're like having cocktails together. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they hang out in you know, somebody's backyard and as the kids are napping or, you know, playing together.
Oh, God. And you're hard at work making the money so he can stay at home.
Have rosé with
rosé with ladies. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Hang on, Michelle. You guys, obviously it's not comfortable, but I don't know how to...
She needs to talk to him.
Yeah.
There's a way to go. You still go to the pool 3 times a week.
But you can't go get rosé with him?
No, you can't go get rosé with him.
You tell Highlands Ranch, step up right now. If your husband told you no rosé with the ladies, what would you say?
Well, it doesn't go the other way.
We're not saying that, yeah.
So the ladies are allowed to rosé, but he's not allowed to join.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you said while Michelle is hard at work, what about those other women? They're married. Were their husbands also hard at work?
Yeah. But everyone's okay? hard at work, and so are the moms and the stay-at-home dads until the rosé comes out. Okay, okay. And I don't feel like they're so hard at work.
So no Xanax either. They can't have Xanax or rosé.
I never said anything about Xanax.
Then why the hell do I have kids?
All right. Michelle needs help with a mom, dad, stay-at-home dad who's basically just got a real friendly female friend. And mm-hmm.
I don't
great
like it.
Comeback. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Michelle. Her husband has joined the mommy group in the neighborhood.
Well, not like mommy and me.
It's like all the moms who take their kids to the pool or have school drop off or whatever, because he lost his job. And so now he's just got all this free time. And she's happy that he's found the click, but there's this one divorced mom that he's like
getting a little too close to.
Way
says
too close.
You guys, but you got Aaron literally off air goes, I don't trust men. I don't trust women either. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Well,
it's crazy because I don't think she talks like that. But
she did at that moment though, and you know that you did. You were like, you know what? I don't trust men.
I said, you know what sucks? I don't trust men. I also don't trust women.
Then you just don't trust. Like, yeah, you kind of did. Okay, Eric, I know we have a text, and I need you to read it in Aaron's voice.
Okay. Went through the same thing. They are now married.
Oh, the dude is married.
Went through the same thing, period. They are now married, period. So
went through the same thing and
can't
nothing
trust
happened.
Trust anyone.
No, but like, I'm sure there's somebody listening. Went through the same thing and turned out it was nothing. Like,
okay, well, if that person wants to text in, went through the same thing, don't worry. She's just a close friend now. I don't trust it.
But also, what's the alternative? They've accepted him. He's there with the kids. This is good for the kids that they're are able to go to the pool and spend time and not be ostracized. Like, that's the weird
but
family
see,
like, with
I didn't
the
get
dad.
To ask you the spidey sense of her. Does that give you pause? Because when a woman goes, I think something's going on. It's so weird how they can just sniff it out. You can you could have the ironclad plan to cheat, and somehow they're like,
there's a shift.
You guys feel the disturbance in the force.
No, it's literally like the air outside feels a little different. We're like,
God,
there's a lot of text saying, trust your instinct.
Mm-hmm. MJ, what do you think should happen?
Hey, let my man Rosé.
Hey, are you okay?
Wait. I need you to say that whole thing again because we were having a phone issue. What did you just say?
When she's away, that man should be getting his rosé. Don't hate on him.
Okay.
I'd be more upset about losing the Rosé Book Club than anything, for real, for real.
Even though he's texting with another woman about, like, her pipes needing cleaning.
But, like, what if they're texting about the book?
Yeah.
What if they're not?
What if it's friendly?
Yeah.
It just feels like there's a lot of trauma bonding, and that leads to emotional affairs, and then that leads to physical affairs, and then
but
divorce.
But it also leads
to
friendship, which is leads to stronger humans. Like,
I wonder, do you think her spidey sense would be going off as much if they weren't spending time at the pool where he's got his shirt off and she's in a bikini? If they were just doing the rosé meeting, like, would the spidey sense
maybe.
Be as...
Maybe. That's probably an extra layer.
Or maybe if she came to the rosé meeting, she'd be less nervous, but I don't know. Let him go to a rosé night.
I don't hate her going to a rosé night, but I don't think she's invited.
Yeah. She's definitely invited. Yeah. Or well, that should be a deal breaker. If she's not invited, then definitely.
Well, she's at work. It's not rosé night. It's rosé afternoon. That's what you guys aren't understanding. She can't come.
That's daytime rosé is that's probably friendly. That's platonic.
Yes. But it can...
Daytime rosé is rarely platonic.
Rosé after like 9 p.m., you got to worry about that. But like 5 p.m. rosé, nah.
Josh and I have had daytime rosé and only slept together once.
Right, like you're two dudes who aren't attracted to...
Well, I don't know about that.
MJ sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
MJ, rosé in your place. I'm coming over.
Like
thank you, MJ. I love that dude.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I want to have rosé with that guy. Alex?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. What do you think Michelle should do here?
I think she should have a really, like, honest conversation with her husband, right? She doesn't need to accuse him of anything. She obviously doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, but if she's feeling uncomfortable, he should know that. And he can set up boundaries without completely ending the relationship with her.
But is she ever going to be comfortable with the relationship? If she says, these are my boundaries, and he, like, there's no boundaries that are good for them.
I think the boundary can be this.
No rose.
You can hang out with her anytime you want, as long as there's at least one other person there.
Yeah.
It can never just be you two.
But the
never,
texting,
ever.
Too. The texting is a little...
It's not, though. You're just... You don't...
Yeah, I agree. The messaging is a bit much. I mean, start a group chat. You know, I'll go out to drinks together. Make it a friend, like a group friend.
God, I hate group chats.
Yeah, but then you're also making plans about, remember at the pool tomorrow? And then she's in the group chat like, I won't be there. I'll be at work. You know, like, now you're just...
Well, at least then it's in front of, like, it's clear that there is a boundary there and there's someone else involved and it's not, she's not getting the wrong idea.
Hmm. All right, these are good tips. Thank you, Alex. Taylor.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she absolutely needs to listen to her gut, and that's not to say her husband is doing anything wrong, but Taylor's all this time, one thing leads to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she needs to listen to her gut. I live a very similar life. My husband is the primary, child care facilitator. He does all the play dates and everything. He's on the mom chat. But he will, make sure that I am included, even if I'm not talking or engaging directly with the mom. He'll add me on group chats, even if they already have something planned or whatever it may be, to make sure I feel comfortable first before dealing with the feelings of the mom. So I think she needs to speak up for herself with her husband and ask him to just take some additional steps so she feels more comfortable.
Why are you shaking your head, Slacker?
Thank you, Taylor. It's what do you call it? Confirmation bias.
It sounds like supervision. It's like
you guys are... If you want to see cheating, you can make a case. But if you want to see friendship, it's just like, Rosé leads to... It's like, Rosé also doesn't. Like, men talking to women leads to... But sometimes it doesn't. Like...
Outside of the workplace, 90% of the time, one party or another has some sort of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't control this other chick's thoughts.
Then he shouldn't be texting her one-on-one. Also, all these callers make me real nervous about marriage.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I feel terrible because I've had like a crazy couple days. I don't remember what happened last on the diary. Can somebody catch me up?
It's it was quite the entry.
Wait, had
it
they boinked?
Ended, no, mm-mm. It ended with, it, I'm shaving.
Oh,
yeah. And she's going over to his house.
Oh, he was like going to make dinner for
her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you've missed any diary entries, they're all available. Do you get them all on like that one spot on Instagram? Help the old guy tell everybody where it is. Yes.
Yeah.
You can see every single diary entry, or you can get them on the Audacy app.
Yep.
Spell it, someone.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Thank you. So most of the people in the room thought she didn't want to boink him because of her wording, but I disagree, but it was because she said, at some point, I'm going to have to sleep with him.
Right. There was a bit of hesitation where it felt like, having been a girl who was in a very similar life place as her, where you're like so single and you don't know why all your friends are dating and you're not, it felt like she was grasping at this because it was there.
Okay.
And not because she actually wants to date him.
But she likes their kissing and likes their dates.
She does like their kissing.
Mm-hmm. But he's a little, they're not as compatible. She's alluded to a couple things. He does the French films and she's like, I don't know if it's a confidence thing. Like she's lacking self-confidence, or if she's like, we don't really have that much in common, but he's a good kisser and we have fun and he's asked me out kind of thing.
So the last diary entry we read was dated.
It was dated August 12th. This is the next day.
And she was shaving.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. August 13th. I blame society for the way I am. And my parents, of course. But mostly society, which my parents are definitely members of. I have always escaped to the movies like everybody else. They wouldn't make so much money if every girl didn't believe she'd meet the man of her dreams and have her clothes magically melt off the moment she knew he was the guy for her. This is not, I feel nervous. My clothes didn't magically melt off, and it certainly wasn't a scene in a love story, but it was a scene in a comedy. But it wasn't a scene in a comedy either.
Okay.
It was okay. I don't know what made me think I'd be any less insecure with my clothes off than I am with my clothes on. You'd think the fact that Mike and I have these amazing dates and he makes me feel more confident would work. Would work other places too. I don't know. It wasn't awful. It just wasn't what I imagined. That's what I get for imagining, I guess. But it does make me wonder why I never read about this in Cosmo or my other magazines.
She's a magazine girl for sure.
Yeah.
This was the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess that's all you had.
She had the cutout magazines earlier like the pictures.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember getting magazines sent to the house? Like,
17? Did you guys do the cutout thing too? Did you cut things out? Like make vision boards or
And I still do that. But our magazines came with like full size posters.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I had so many Jonas Brothers
Tiger
posters
Meat.
From
J14.
Okay. I never read about this in Cosmo or my other magazines.
Oh boy.
How do you tell somebody when it's just okay? How do you get it together?
Oh.
I know it was the first time and that's, automatically awkward, but how do I make it better? Should I even care? This is so much better than being single and I should just be grateful, right? Yes. I'm feeling not good about that. That was the end of the...
No!
This is what I was worried about. It's her going, it's so much better than being single.
You think she's still settling?
Subpar.
But it's just fine.
You guys, does relations have to knock you on your feet the first time?
No. I've had plenty of times where it's not great the first time because you're like figuring each other out and then it's great. But she doesn't even seem like she wants to do it.
But it's...
Say it.
Yeah, and
it's her... fault.
No.
Yes, it is, because she is second guessing everything. Like, he may have not performed up to standards or whatever, but like short of voltage of like electric sparks, something literally out of a movie, it wasn't going to be great for her because she second guesses every single thing she does, every single interaction she has. It's like she's bringing this energy of like, this isn't going to be good. This isn't going to be good. Oh, there it is. See, knew it. It wasn't good.
No, I feel like she was bringing the energy of like, I should probably do this.
It feels prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah.
That's
and
not a way.
And then she hoped for the best and it wasn't the best.
So at this point, if this were you guys, Aaron and Erica.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Or yeah,
would
probably,
Aaron's immediate, but like,
but she's like,
you got to give him another chance.
I like him. I don't know.
How do you
have to get through the awkward thing first and then.
Yeah.
But then how?
She probably needs to be more open with him. Like, hey, I'm super insecure, but she doesn't want to, like, it feels like she's not showing him all of herself.
Right.
I mean, we're not on dates with them, but.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm wondering if it was him or if it's her, because she's saying I wasn't any more confident with once my clothes were off, and it's like, were you so in your head, or did he not perform like you said? I don't know, maybe both.
But then the other thing that I want to focus on real quick is she was like, "How do you tell somebody what like you don't you don't say that it was just okay, right?
Not unless you come at it from a place of you like I was just feeling really insecure and like." I feel better now.
What if he thinks he rocked it? Like,
I want his diary. That's exactly.
No kidding, right? He's like, oh wow,
best night ever.
Or is he like boinking a bunch of chicks?
Oh. Why are you guys?
I just What
if he was boinking a bunch of chicks? He would be better at it. He would have made it electrical.
Maybe,
or maybe he's like, I know what the girls like because all the girls fake it, and he
that.
Oh my god. This is why. It's just impossible to be in the dating world because this is the dance that happens. I can't ask you because you're marrying him, but like you've stuck it out with other boys that first time wasn't good.
It's not that it wasn't good. It's just like sometimes you don't know. For me, I'm like, I want to know someone. So if I like didn't feel like I really like know them well enough yet, then it's not great. And then it gets better as you know them. Okay. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Not for boys.
But I've actually had relations go the opposite way where that first time is just like, wow.
Oh yeah, that too.
And then it kind of dies down from there because then you're just like, okay, we set the bar too high and now we're trying like, you're just trying to bring the whole circus.
Right.
And you're like, you can't bring the whole, clowns can't be there every time.
I hate that.
They can, but it costs a lot. Okay. So what do we think is going to happen in the next one?
She's got to give him another chance, I think.
Yeah.
Or give it another chance. I don't like, because I don't know that it was him. It's just give the situation a fresh.
This is so weird because the boys think it's her fault. And
of
I think you guys.
The boys think
and
it's
I think
her
you guys
fault.
Think it was his fault.
I think, yes. I think it was them not maybe being ready.
Mm-hmm. Or they're pretending they're more on the same page than they really are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Find out what happens the next time they maybe boink. Tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's wrong with us?
We're very vain.
I guess, yeah.
No, I don't think... Okay, sorry. Tiak has become a bit of a primper.
Yeah.
What do you mean has become?
Do you think he's always been?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not in a bad way at all. He's very clean.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
He doesn't read clean. Like he doesn't
read dirty.
No, but like from 30,000 feet, if you didn't know, you have to get closer to him to realize this messiness is organized.
Takes work.
Like
yeah, I, okay.
Like I don't
if
Tiak
was approaching you in Walmart, you're like, that guy's smelly and he probably doesn't have a job.
No.
As he gets closer, you're like, oh my God, his teeth are really white. His eyebrows are perfect. His hair is meant to be exactly as tossed as it is.
Thank you. Yes.
Like everything
you
about him.
You do not give smelly. I'm offended for
no,
him.
No, just dudes in general with a beard and like hair. Mm-hmm. You just, in Colorado, you go, it's going to be smelly or it's going to be patchouli. It's going to be one of two. Erica.
Patchouli?
You know what that is? Okay. You're not quite a Coloradoan yet.
Oh.
The rest of the room knows what patchouli smells like,
yeah.
Right?
I know what it smells. I don't know what it is, but I know like the smell.
I don't really know what it is either. But once you become a citizen of Boulder, Colorado, you have some in a cabinet somewhere.
Okay.
I think it's just a smell. It's just, okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but I took the next step here. I was inspired. So my wife has started going to get her nails done. That's like something that was important to her. Uh-huh. So she started and she's been trying to get me to go. And it just hasn't worked out. And then finally, my parents were in town so they could watch the kids. And she said, I have an appointment. Do you want to come with? And I was actually kind of inspired by something Erica said very recently.
Oh.
Which was probably some of the biggest BD energy I've ever heard in my life. Where Erica...
What are you talking
Erica
about?
Erica said to Slacker, she said, I don't touch my own nails.
Oh, I do remember that.
And I was like, oh.
That's an option.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I want to be like that.
I don't think it's BD energy. It's a little bit of princess energy.
Princess, yeah. That's better.
I don't care.
No, I mean, that it's cool. There is a point in your life where you make decisions where you go, I either want wine or I want nails. No, great on you if you can afford both. But there are people out there who are like, yeah, no, I drink box wine, but my nails are always done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got to prioritize what makes you happy.
And that's where AHAC is moving toward, right?
Exactly.
She doesn't do her own nails.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
If you hold your nails up one more time, Erica, literally she's like, they don't do like,
but
Erica,
they look good.
Can you look at your own nails? How do you? Okay. And then look at your interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking I should have done this?
Yes.
Yeah.
The hand out like you're looking at your engagement ring versus your hand like facing you. Like
she holds it up to the camera.
No, I was showing you my nails.
Yeah, you were. It just happens to be in direct line of the camera.
Do you know how badly I want to take my engagement ring off and chuck it at your head?
Go for it.
No.
Do you ever show your right hand nails off? Yeah, only because I asked for it.
They're not even done.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Have you ever gotten your nails done though, Slacker? You seem really pent up over this.
One time total. This is going to sound weird.
It always does.
I don't like the way it feels. It feels very subservient. I got a pedicure once in Maui. Already you're in Maui, so the energy just feels very privileged.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there and this little woman is just like at your feet. I'm like, I understand I'm paying money for this. I don't like it.
Also,
I don't know why that woman
very likely also gets pedicures.
I know, and I don't know why. I don't know how to get over it.
I did see some of that. I saw that, like, the workers kind of turn to each other and they would do each other's real quick. Like,
really?
I got a spot, and then they'd go back. Like, yeah,
cleaning something up.
So it is.
I know, but you don't feel weird about it at all.
I've been getting pedicures since I was a child. Okay. So
you're not answering my.
If you wanted more princess energy, there you go.
Okay. I don't know why. I know I got to get over
I was the same way.
They wouldn't have
saying.
A job if we all felt that way. They want to do nails, I would presume.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's their business. But I just feel.
And as long as you're not being a D to them, like, it's fine.
So maybe that's the problem.
Okay.
So I got to go. I did the, and I mess it up again. What's
manicure. His hand.
His hand. I did the foot one first, the pedicure first.
You did both?
I did both. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We did the whole nine, me and my wife.
We only saw the picture of the manicure.
Yeah, because to your point, taking a picture of them working on your feet is a little... It's
very weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was great, except for... there's a few differences that I'm just... I've done it like 10 years ago. I did it one time. So this is my first time for all intents and purposes. So I walk in and I realize I'm used to like spots where guys hang out. It's very loud. It's very... I walk in, it's so calm. It's peaceful. The lighting's so nice. Everyone looks so nice. And I'm like... I like this. This is way better than like the loud, smelly bar. It smells nice. That's
okay.
The other thing.
Did they offer you a beverage?
The one that we went to is working on their liquor license.
Oh.
They're like upgrading.
Hold up.
Pure Lux down the street is where I go when I'm running home.
Beverage.
You can buy a cheap glass of wine I think they have beer, like champagne, all kinds of stuff.
Please add me to your next appointment.
Should we do a show nail day?
Yeah. Say
Petties?
Less.
Yeah.
3 weeks from now.
cannot go before that.
So
I'm dead serious. I will go.
It was great. So they're working on my feet. The other thing I notice is just, I've said this before with my wife. She likes her showers lava.
Oh,
and
yes.
There's a lot of heat. The water's very hot.
Yeah.
And then they put the wax on my foot.
Oh, you did the wax?
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
That's a special pedicure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did that. They put the wax, and then they put the hot towel on top, and I had to ask her to take the towel off. My feet are on fire.
Did you do the stones?
No.
No hot stones? Oh, sometimes you get a hot stone massage.
Oh, yeah.
She did the calves and stuff. There was a lot more rubbing going on than I anticipated, which it was very relaxing.
Okay.
But
if I can have a beverage and get rubbed.
Yeah. Okay, no. Not like that.
It was embarrassing.
We know you're lonely.
Please remove the towel. It's way too hot. So I did that, and that was nice, and it was great. Yeah, did the nails and
clear coat.
Yeah.
Could you hold your nails up to the cameras? And it looks nice. So you do have some polish on there.
I do.
You didn't just buff them out.
No, she painted the polish, and it was great. It was really. I'm at a point. I don't think I wouldn't hire a babysitter for me to go with my wife, but any opportunity I can go, I will go from now on. I'm kind of hooked. It was great. Okay. Very relaxing.
What's going to come next for him? You're going to start
Well, say ask. They said anything else? Eyebrow?
Oh, yeah.
Eyebrow, tweezer, wax, or whatever. And I just thought, what else?
He's gonna
what
be
would Princess
facials.
Do?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get my eyebrows done. So there.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we got into a conversation about TX beauty regimen.
There we go. Mm-hmm. He just like twinkle toesed his hands at the camera.
It feels nice.
He feels very nice.
It does.
He also disclosed that they got the cheese grater out.
I didn't know this till later, but my wife said, they got out the kind of the heavy duty one.
Because your feet are nasty.
I think, because I never get it done. I mean, it's never ever. So now I've reset.
Did they get the hair off your toes then?
I do that myself.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I used to nair the tops of my feet. Now I just shave them. Nair
them?
Mm-hmm. I used to, in high school.
Wow.
Okay. Is that bad?
I'm just wondering how much he's working with.
So
it's not a lot. It's just sometimes it, like, my sock pulls it. You know, it gets kind of weird. So I've read the instructions on the Nair bottle 100 times.
Cut, stop. Stop.
I don't ever need, like, to know anything else about you in my life.
What?
The next traffic report's going to be all these accidents from the moment you said, sometimes the hair on my toes gets caught on my socks.
No, the tops of my feet. Oh. Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So what happens when you get into bed?
He actually gets, like, Velcroed in. Like,
gross,
Aaron's
bro!
Gonna have to leave the room.
You do?
Yeah, they kind of freak me out.
So you don't have a, like, can anybody touch your feet?
Yeah, I can do pedicures, but, like, I couldn't.
But
I
in a relationship-y way, if somebody touches your foot, you're like, seriously, I'm going to kick you in the face.
In, like, a toe-sucking way? Well,
I was not going to get quite that far down in the weeds, Erica.
I just wanted you to know how ridiculous you sounded.
No, I mean, it's just,
I don't,
like,
need to know anything else about you, Erica.
Hey, I never said I did it. We're just saying Aaron can't.
Okay, so we're talking about other beauty stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was, this is weird that it came up today. I'm thinking about just leaving the show.
Not forever.
No, but, like, there are places close to the show. Mm-hmm. Like, we play commercials and a song. I could bop over someplace and get Botox.
No.
What?
You can't just walk in. If
yes, you can.
No, if you're walking into a Botox place,
yeah,
prepare for it to suck.
Yeah, that's true.
They're booked up.
No, there are places that have room. Isn't there, like, later in the afternoon? Like, if I just ran over at, like, 5:55.
It depends on the place.
Or, like,
I don't know. With Botox, I would want it to be, like, full and book an appointment. I wouldn't want walk-ins.
No. Because they look at your face, they ask you about your history, they talk about how much you're going to do, you tell them, I don't want to do that much, and they say, what if we do a little more?
Because there's places I don't do it. I don't come around the eyes.
No, same. Mm. They tried to get my crow's feet before. I was like, I don't have them.
I do have them, but I wear them with pride. It shows a life of laughter to me.
Yes.
It's like, I think dudes should have crow's feet.
But isn't it?
A little bit.
But women shouldn't. Because women don't
I think if a woman
joy.
Wants to not have them, that's better. I think if a guy wants to not have them, I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you're getting a bit frozen too.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Isn't it just a huge blow? I've never done it. Is it a blow to your self-confidence when you sit down and they're like, well, we could do this, this, and this, and you're like, I was just thinking.
Right, I just want it in between my eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, just one place.
This
one
is why
time I sat in a chair and she said, oh, the whole bottom of your face is not symmetrical. And I was like,
oh, God.
Oh.
Did they really say that?
Yeah. She's like, look, your whole mouth is slanted. I was like,
what?
That's something I never noticed about myself and thought to hate on until
Why
now.
Would you say that out loud in this room? Because now I'm going to notice it.
Wow, it's fine.
Is it? Still?
Like, barely. I kind of, like, talk out of one side of my mouth more than the other.
Like a Reese Witherspoon? No, not her.
No.
What's her name?
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Not nearly that bad. But yeah, so there are times when you sit in that chair and you go, that hurt
my
feelings.
It is an ego blow.
Yeah.
Have you ever let them do the blue light? Whatever that thing is where they can tell you all the stuff that's under your skin?
No, but I want to.
I've
but
done
I'm also
it. It's scary.
Oh, I did that once. They told me my skin age was my age.
Nice.
Toss, toss.
Okay. Mm. Hack cannot get Botox, by the way. Look at his face.
He doesn't need it.
I don't think I would, because I agree. I think I would be playing with fire.
Your face is frozen already. I swear to God you had Botox. Your forehead doesn't move.
Can you raise your eyebrows for me? Wow. Barely anything.
Barely moves. It's
maddening. What about you? Okay, well, yeah, you've got a bit of movement in there, Aaron.
Okay, this is great radio.
Yeah, it's really good radio, because you guys can see it. Let's just put it this way. Slacker's face moves.
And I got angry brow, and I need to get rid of that.
Okay.
I'm like,
the glabella, is that what it's
yes,
called?
Yes, that thing.
Yes,
I don't have
is.
A full-blown 11.
Yeah.
Like, but my ex-wife had, like, the Trade Center towers. Like,
oh,
just...
Boy. Hey, that's...
Different
maybe,
analogy? Too soon? Good God. It was 24
saying,
years ago.
Maybe we don't need to speak about your ex-wife like that.
Oh, she's fine. She knows it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, you're going to go get something done.
I'm going to... Well... To correct my misshapen lower face.
I don't know if you should do this thing, by the way.
No,
You support her?
Yes.
She does, because she looks at the side of my face and sees the lack of jawline I'm experiencing.
That's not at all what I said.
Okay.
I'm thinking about getting just a baby amount of chin filler. Just balance some things
Here's
out.
Here's the thing, Erica, and all womankind.
Look how little the bottom of my face is.
But it's in proportion. I don't like it. I don't want to, listen, two things. I would like to go to a Botox like right away, tonight, even tomorrow.
Someone
like,
text in.
So I don't, but I don't want to talk trash, but I just think people go into those places with your attitude. Like, I just want a little. And then you get talked into a bunch and you come out with this Zac Efron looking deformed butt chin.
I'm
like,
not going to be the crimson chin.
Like, but, like, I just, because I had a girlfriend who was like, I'm going in for a boob job, but I just want to get a, like a C. I just want to get a better, she was like a B cup. And she's like, I'm just going to get a full C. And she comes out with these just like huge double Ds. And like, it was because they talk you into it. Just don't.
I feel like it's different now.
It is?
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
It's very, especially in Colorado, the place where I go, they're like, we keep it very natural. They refer to it as like Colorado Botox because no one wants to do the LA stuff. That's
and get
too
frozen,
much.
Frozen.
Yeah. Oh. But they want it to be so natural.
Because you can, on some people, you can see Botox because their head gets shiny.
Yeah.
What? Oh. Why is that?
Because it's like glass skin once you can't move it too much.
Oh, so it just gets... Yeah. What? Where's the shine come from?
I don't know.
From like sweat and you don't feel it? I just
no. I'm not.
It's
a
very
scientist.
Strange.
The problem is,
yeah,
I've got this chin appointment. Aaron's got a Botox appointment right before Live at 5, so we might be a little bruised up.
Welcome everybody.
Listen, Live at 5 is the 30th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Brothers Bar and Grill
in Lone Tree.
Let me explain all the things that are going to happen.
Okay.
Number one. I can make your hands clap.
Said I can make your hands clap. Yeah. So satisfying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bits in the Tantrums playing for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Reason to go right there.
Yeah.
While you're there, we're giving away tons of tickets like, I don't know, these guys. Here we go.
And not just tickets. We're going to send you to go see them.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yeah,
get some LA Botox while you're there.
So listen, AJR, I can make your hands Bits in the Tantrums. Reason enough to come to Live at 5. Uh-huh. Other tickets we have?
Teddy Swim.
What?
Wow.
Rob Thomas.
What?
Jeff Ray.
What?
Yeah.
And
Summer Jam.
Oh, right.
Featuring, it's our sister station, KS107.5, yep. Featuring... Mm-hmm.
Nelly.
It's getting hot. I should have all those.
It's so hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to rule Eve. Yeah. Huge concert there.
Completely free. The 30th of July, mm-hmm. Wednesday night. I know. You don't want to go out on a Wednesday night.
Right.
It's at 5.
It's at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It's a happy hour.
Just come out.
Happy hour with Westera.
Yeah. And we'll be done by 7.
You can be home by 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can grab some to-go food or you can stay and hang out and party with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also get to see the massively deformed face.
No! Stop it.
Of both. Why not?
We just have my baby bruises.
Okay. We're going to play some sort of game. Pin the tail on the bruises.
Oh, we'll see you there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
It's been a minute.
It has.
Since we've had a bit of a Colorado
update.
Oh! And frankly, you might be thinking, it's been enough time. Aren't you Colorado done? Not quite yet.
The problem with the Colorado list
is it's hard things to accomplish.
Some of the things on the list, I mean, we've checked Red Rocks off, but I don't think we have because you just hiked it.
I would love to go to a show there. So if anyone wants to.
It's almost time. Like there's some great shows coming up.
Great.
Like we still want to get, when's Teddy?
Teddy's next month.
Yeah.
So August. We're going to get you in, but we're going to call you a Coloradoan.
Yeah. Before
soon,
that.
Before then, I think.
But we did have a big update this weekend and it was very fun. Sorry, you guys couldn't attend with me, but I did.
This
get
is
to-
a load of crap.
Wait, why?
Because I still haven't been.
You haven't?
What?
Oh, I've been like 4 times.
You the new one?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You have never been to Casa Bonita?
No, I've never been.
You've never been, just
never been.
Because I remember you telling a story as a kid, you were going to go, but your mom didn't realize that there's East Colfax and West Colfax.
Yeah, so
you
we ended up turning it. Tricks all afternoon.
Perfect. Yeah. So that makes me want to cry.
It's still a good memory.
Can we just say what you've accomplished?
Yeah, we went to Casa Bonita and I got to surprise my fiance. He had no idea where we were going.
You're engaged?
Well,
why don't we back up a little bit and make that announcement first?
So we, Friday night after the show, I was like, get in the car. We got to get going.
So you went on the interweb.
Yeah.
And looked for reservations. Like, I was on the interweb every day looking for reservations for four or six.
Yes.
So the four of us could go, or a couple of you could bring SIG others. But not Erica. Nay. Mm. She was like, any tables for two? Taken. I'll do it.
I should get this Colorado done. And if we wait until there's six, it would have been. Also, six of us went, we would have lost each other. It is the most never-ending place I've ever experienced. Because you sit, so they take you to your table, you take your order, you eat, you have an hour and 15 minutes at your table, I believe. And then after, they're like, oh yeah, but they are quick. They go, you want chips and salsa? Bam! Yeah. Right there.
Did you
that
get?
I like.
Did
yeah. you? I like that.
Were you buy anything cool?
We were so lucky. So you can do standard seating or premium, and premium is closer to the cliff divers.
Okay, cool.
We were up on a little terrace looking right at the cliff divers.
Shut up.
I have lots of video. We'll post some stuff. But
the cliff divers.
As cool as they say.
It's so weird to be inside a seedy restaurant on Colfax and seeing.
You're in a strip mall. But once you go inside Casa Bonita, you are not in a strip mall. You are in paradise.
You are, okay.
Yeah. There's a puppet show going on. There's a magic show downstairs.
Did he go through the cave?
We went through the cave. I hated every moment of it. Yeah. Very claustrophobic.
Do you know that people have called our show who were employees of Casa Bonita and they have...
boinked in the cave?
Oh, yeah. My sister used to hide under the bridge and grab people's feet. I had a friend who did the pinata, and he would get like a little bucket of fries and like go hang out in the ceiling, and he would just like hoist the pinata up.
I don't know if there's a pinata anymore.
I don't think there's one there anymore. This was pre-updates.
Pre-renovation.
Yeah. Mm.
Some of the staff members seem disappointed with the renovation.
Really?
You asked?
No. She made it very clear.
Oh,
she didn't think it was that big of a...
She said, we used to do buffet style or cafeteria style. The new owners didn't take that into consideration, what a long-running tradition that was. And I'm like, I would rather be served.
Yeah.
I'm paying $40 for this meal.
Yeah.
And I don't want food that's been sitting there.
Nope. Yeah. I agree.
We had that. The first time I went after renovations, it was still cafeteria. Was a cafeteria.
Abundanza! What are you doing?
It was still that. Like, we had the trays.
Oh, no, it is not anymore.
Thank Do you goodness. Know? Well, let's just keep going with Casa Bonita facts.
Okay.
Do you know that, I don't want to say who, but Casa Bonita ended somebody that I know's marriage?
What?
Why?
How?
Huh? Is it the cave?
The gorilla.
Oh,
you don't remember
you
this?
Bear well, man pig. Man bear pig?
Used to be a gorilla and a cowboy. They would duel.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm
learning so much.
They went to Casa Bonita. Do they still do the Old West photos?
I didn't see that. Well,
there is a saloon downstairs.
Yeah.
We did not get our photo taken. They told us we could.
Mm. Okay. So they went to Casa Bonita, took pictures of that, did that, took pictures of the cliff diver, and somewhere in between shot a video of themselves for their side piece.
What?
Like, and then when they went on Facebook to share their Casa Bonita photos, they were just like, share,
oh.
And fat fingered it and posted the video of
video.
Them going, this is my body. This is me missing you.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
What?
So Casa Bonita ruined
Did
her
they
marriage.
Film that in the bathroom at Casa Bonita?
Or
like,
in
how
the cave?
Was it in the middle of
it
all of
that? It was just like they were on vacation here.
Oh.
And they took a bunch of Casa Bonita photos, took a quick video in their room, then took video of like Waterworld, and then like just went, ooh,
all
share
that.
All my pictures on Facebook of all the fun things I've done while
if
in Colorado.
If you're having an affair,
yeah, no, I
you've
get it.
You gotta be smarter than that.
You gotta be way smarter than that.
No,
also
maybe, stay stupid.
Yeah. Or stay stupid. That's so true.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, Casa Bonita was amazing, and my fiance said he had way more fun than he was expecting
Ew.
To have there.
Okay.
The food is not bad.
Okay, mm-hmm. you're out.
Have
I don't think we
there?
Can accept her.
No, I've never been. I've only seen it on South Park.
Yeah.
Were there South Park guys there? I've seen like pictures of
there's
that.
There's like I don't really know South Park. There's Cartman, and then there's this bear man bear pig.
Man
I don't know
pig.
What it is, but it was walking around and I hated it. And then
is it mariachi?
There was mariachi, and we also had a view of them from our terrace table. It was awesome.
Okay,
and we had delicious enchiladas, Slacker. Delicious.
I'm gonna say this: if
and
you
really
think their
marks.
Food is good, Colorado doesn't want you. Did it get better, Aaron?
It did. Yes. It totally got better.
It's not, but I've heard from people.
It's still not amazing traditional Mexican food. It's very much you want rice and beans and no flavor, but it's better than pre Casa Bonita.
Because pre was definitely a weight loss program. Yeah. If you had a beach vacation, you eat at Casa Bonita, you're going to shed about 30, 40 pounds.
Oh my God.
I'm saying if she filmed the video or whatever, your friend in the bathroom, you're in the bathroom quite a bit. If you're at Casa Bonita.
No, she wasn't pooping. So
overall, it was amazing. We want to go back, spend more time. We didn't even go to the puppet show.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know that I've never been, and so thanks for...
And now I'm going to cry about that, because that story about your mom not knowing,
Nope. And the things we had to do on East Colfax.
Stop that!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a person who went to jail because of the oldest, dumbest joke in history.
I have a story about a guy getting arrested for being a man.
Lock them up.
That seems unfair.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
Tampa, Florida, to be specific.
Okay.
There was a man who was sitting on his lawnmower. He'd had a couple beers after a job well done, driving the lawnmower. All of a sudden, the police show up.
What?
Say, sir, you can't operate that lawnmower. It's a DUI.
What?
Now, the problem was he was on the highway.
Oh, my Lord.
Did he know he was on the highway?
He was operating the lawnmower on the highway. So, okay, mired in the details here.
That's not real smart.
The troopers reached the scene. They received reports of someone driving a lawnmower erratically on the parkway.
Erratically?
Yeah, as if just driving regularly was not cause for concern enough. Oh, he's also driving kind of crazy. But yeah, he got a DUI.
So that's illegal then.
It is, yeah.
Driving anything under the influence, frowned upon.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let's see. My story, unfortunately, is out of Florida! A woman in Key West, Florida.
Ooh.
There was a chicken in the middle.
I knew you were going to... I hate the chickens in Key West. God, I... Okay.
There's a... Wait, that's a thing? Hold on.
The wild chickens? Yeah.
I had no idea.
A handful of times. I hate every single one of them.
You hit them?
No, I hate them.
Oh, you hate them.
I wish I could, but I'm too scared of them.
Well, there was a woman that stopped at an intersection to let a chicken cross the road.
And why was it crossing the road?
To get to the other side.
Perfect.
Do you know what that joke is?
No.
I didn't know until recently. I don't mean to... we interrupt this program. Do you know what that means? It's just like this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed
home. Is there a dark side to it?
Of course.
I don't know.
This little piggy went to market, you know what that is?
No.
Those piggies are dead. Like, this little piggy went to market because it's the fat one and they killed it and took it to the store to sell it. Mm-hmm. I know, it changes the whole thing. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Oh.
It's dead.
But he crossed the road, he got hit.
Well, that's the whole point. Like, it's like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Crossed.
To get to the other side. That's what that
Aaron
joke is about.
Aaron is hoping for it. Okay.
Anyway, a woman stopped to let the chicken cross the road. But somebody else was not going to let the chicken cross the road, and it errand it and ran over the chicken.
But not the woman.
Not the woman. So then the woman was mad that the chicken she was trying to save got killed, so she whipped out what is just rational, bear mace, bear spray, and sprayed.
Oh my gosh. Good for her.
And then the police
came. Did she
spray
a man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The police did not arrest the chicken killer.
It arrested
the bear sprayer.
Yeah, so, valid.
Just foul.
We were on a roll there.
Yes, we were.
All right. Mm. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.